It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we're pleased to be joined on the telephone with the California State Senator for the region, a Republican who represents District 8, Andreas Borges. Senator Borges, thank you so much for taking time out to join us this morning.
BJ, it's great to be back on the show.
So you recently finished out your first legislative session after being elected to the seat that was earlier held by Senator Tom Berryhill. So how did things go during the first session?
It was a very exciting experience, very much a learning experience. But I would say overall, it was very productive, and I'm pleased with what we were able to accomplish. Not everything that we wanted to see happen occurred, but we were also able to stop some things from occurring that would have been bad for our interest in our area. So overall, I very much enjoyed it and looking forward to spending the next few months in the district. Obviously, I'll be coming back over to your neck of the woods, and I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be in the third week of October. I'll be in Tuolumne and Calaveras and Mariposa.
Very good. So, you know, for those who aren't familiar with you, can you tell us a little bit about your background?
Sure. Well, I'm a husband and father of two young boys, 8 and 6, and I'm based in Fresno. I am an educator by background. I've taught for a number of years, and when I came to Fresno after school to clerk for a federal judge, who was nationally regarded as the water judge, I got to learn some of the areas or the topics and issues that were most important to our area, and decided to get involved in local affairs and pursued a seat on the city council and served a term on the Fresno City Council, and then served on the Board of Supervisors. And had an interest in pursuing more policy-oriented work. And when Tom Berryhill, the former senator for our area, and retired, I decided to pursue the seat, and lucky enough to earn the trust of the voters and have been serving in earnest in that capacity since January.
You mentioned earlier that there were some bills in the session that you were happy to see stopped and not go forward. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Certainly. I think For listeners, I look upon my role as senator for our region as primarily providing constituent services, authoring legislation, and also opposing and supporting legislation when necessary. SB1, which was the Senate Bill 1, that I thought would have been horrific for the Central Valley, Foothill, and Mountain communities, would have rolled back to the Obama administration environmental regulations in the event that Washington, through the Trump administration, if they had dipped below a certain baseline. We fought that tooth and nail, and we were happy to find out that that Governor Newsom has vetoed SB1. And we know the fight's not over, but what that would have done is it would have made Foothill and Mountain communities, I think, less safe based on environmental protections. And in terms of the floor of the valley, we would have had severe water issues, which would have been harmful to our agricultural community. So across the board of Senate District 8, and I should probably remind folks that SD8 is probably the largest or one of the largest districts in the Senate in California. It runs from Death Valley all the way to Sacramento, including 11 counties. So as you can tell, it's a massive area. But so we represent a lot of different interests, whether it be mountain or foothill or the agricultural areas in the base of the valley. We believe that SB1 would have been horrific for all of us and championed against it, and we're pleased that the governor vetoed it.
And then some of the legislation that you specifically authored, what were some of the things that you put forward this session?
Well, the governor signed a bill that I authored that would allow for adventure trail systems, an expanded trail pilot program in Inyo County. And that had been started, but environmentalists had fought it tooth and nail, also in the court system. But we were able to get both houses, the Assembly and the Senate, to support our bill, and the governor signed it. So I was very excited about that. On top of that, we had one that I thought would have been extraordinarily helpful. We all know that housing in California, we're experiencing massive shortages. And one of the things that I believe contributes to the housing shortages that we're experiencing is CEQA. And I think people have heard that acronym, which is the California Environmental Quality Act. Well, it was created decades ago to protect the environment and for policymakers to appreciate the environmental impacts on any given issue, whether it be a stadium, a housing project, or even a road for that matter. But what's happened over the decades is that folks that want to stop a project or they want to essentially extort those who are pushing forward an idea, they use this in the court system that in ways that will delay it for extended periods of time, often costing extraordinary amounts of money. So what happens is people end up making side deals and paying off these individual groups for their lawsuits to go away. So you can only imagine how this has been misapplied over the decades. And so if we're talking about a housing crisis in California, we need CEQA reform. So my bill would have authorized that in the event that there was a frivolous lawsuit, frivolous litigation, that the prevailing party would have been entitled to attorney's fees. Well, as you can imagine, you got trial lawyers, you got unions and environmentalists all going bananas over how this would take away their funding source. We got it through two committees. It was destined for a Senate floor vote and then got derailed by the powers that be in Sacramento. But we sent a very strong message that if California is serious about modifying or dealing with our housing shortage, we have to deal with CEQA reform. And that's something I'm going to be reintroducing in the next legislative cycle.
Is CEQA reform something that you would say is on the minds of many lawmakers right now, or is it something that you'd
absolutely
like to... Absolutely.
Okay. And even the governor, in his State of the State address in January, said, if we are not being honest, if we're being honest about our housing issue, then we must be honest on the need to have CEQA reform. And when the governor says that, you know things are bad. So now that wasn't welcome news for a lot of folks in the environmental community and other folks that take advantage of CEQA litigation. But I think people, if they're honest about what California needs, they need to be serious about CEQA reform.
What do you think about those other rent control measures that were put in place?
There were a couple of wins and a couple of failures. One of the failures was, of course, this rent control issue. Then they're not calling it rent control. The voters voted on this overwhelmingly in the last election cycle against rent control in California. So what happens, as we've seen in California and in Washington and other places, is that when certain special interest groups do not get what they want out of the at the ballot box, then they find a way to go to more favorable political settings. And in this case, it's Sacramento. So they instituted rent control measures, and it's going to be passed if it hasn't already been passed by the governor. But there was a significant win that we had as Republicans. There was a measure that made it all the way through the committees onto the Senate floor that would have mandated the unionization of tenants. So imagine there's a housing complex, an apartment complex. This would have required that individuals be part of a union, and which is another way of achieving rent control that was not achieved at the ballot box. We defeated that by one vote. So we were very excited that we were able to garner the support on both sides of the aisle for that particular measure.
Need to take a break. We're talking with Senator Andreas Borges on this weekend's Motherlode Views. He represents the Motherlode region and parts of the Central Valley as well. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll continue our conversation in just a minute.